Cause you're just a clown.
One leg invisible, which really isn't all that practical.
Nintendo. That you're fit to serve.
Eventually, you'll have to assemble your own medicine bundle.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Super Adaptoid to Talisman.
So babies.
So babies,
where did
yes.
they come from?
Where did they come from, Cotton?
Well, if you came to Ohatmu or Not to learn where babies come from.
I mean, you may grasp some bits.
There's something.
Newsflash, there's more than one hole down there.
Well, the reason we're talking about that is before we start, we just wanted to tell people that Amélie's not going to be with us tonight because she had the baby last night.
Baby's here.
If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, it's about 10 days ago. But yes, everybody's healthy. 9-pound, 2-ounce child with lots of hair and fingernails and other body parts.
It's a baby.
I think I remember a nose. I'm pretty sure I saw a nose. Sure.
It's a baby. And we'll let Amélie talk about her experience on some platform. We're not going to spoil it. Just to say, she did have the child.
And congrats!
And congratulations.
Yay!
To her and Monsieur Luc.
And Elise is not here, not because she gave birth.
Nope.
She's just sick.
All right, on with the show. We start with Super Adaptoid. It's Marvel's answer to Amazo, an android that can copy the powers and abilities of the publisher's biggest team. The Super Adaptoid was built by AIM to copy and fight the Avengers. Unlike Amazo, its body changes to look like part of the hero copied. We're looking at its factory reset here, but you'll see in the insert art what it usually looks like, which is a dark green amalgam of the Avengers it fought.
Oh.
It can copy the physical skills, weapons, superpowers, even memories of anyone it comes in range of, about 10 feet. Before you ask, it doesn't have to copy your powers if it doesn't want to. And the powers last about 3 years.
What?
Before they have to be copied again.
Oh, okay.
If it copies only one person, it can look exactly like that person, right down to the fingerprints. It can overload if it takes on too many powers. Since its creation, it's gone rogue and wants to destroy all normal life and populate the world with other androids, but it has no imagination and can't seem to copy that very human trait, and that's proven to be its greatest weakness. Pictured, shooting at Goliath, breaking through a wall, running towards camera, grabbing Captain America, and being swarmed by the Avengers.
So how many powers can he keep?
We don't
track
know the
of?
Limit, but...
An approximate.
I don't know. At least an Avengers team full.
All at the same time.
So that would be like six Avengers normally.
I was like
six
a
or
dozen?
Seven overall. Sure.
So like if he has like, let's say he has like five different powers at a time, can he be like, I'm choosing just this power, or he has to have all five at the same time, all the time?
He can combine them, obviously. Look at him. He's got a shield like Captain America.
Okay.
But he can also shrink or grow like,
with a
like
shield?
Hank Pym. But he can also cast Scarlet Witch spells. But he can also, I mean, you're not going to use everything on the same in the same combat round.
But he can be, like, really tiny with a shield.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I love the name.
No, I don't.
Super Adaptoid sounds like a placeholder.
Yes, it does.
It just reminded me of the conversation we had before this. Hemorrhoids.
Yeah. No, it's very uncreative. It's very...
Okay, so the main picture was like... But I like the green.
Yeah.
The green appears a lot more.
I'm very sad about the silver one.
The silver one is so boring.
I've never even
nothing.
Seen the silver one.
Yeah, is this like
why
a...
Why is it featured then?
Is this like one of those times where they're like, oh, we should... make a choice for the main picture that's wrong.
It is one of those things.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't even have a face. Like, where's the nose and the mouth?
Like, I realize it doesn't always look like the Green Avenger, but that's the one people remember.
And I do understand that this is like a blank slate, so he can become anything.
Yeah.
But...
And there's no bulge.
No bulge.
He hasn't copied the bulge yet.
Well, that's not even any nipples.
That's a mistake on his part.
You think he's like, whose bulge am I going to copy?
Well, yeah. Whose bulge would you want to copy? Like, this is the group of Avengers he fought the first time, I guess. So you've got Captain Marvel. You've got the Beast. You've got Beast Iron Man.
Beast is too big.
The bulge?
Vision. I don't know. He's a robot. So and then Scarlet Witch doesn't have a bulge. Okay. Captain America.
Who has the biggest one between Iron Man and Captain America?
That's it depends. An interesting question.
Well, we do know that Captain America's ass.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
But
yeah.
So mind, I think maybe Tony Stark's dick.
That's it's in my mind. He knows he's well and he's showing it off compared to Captain America. He's just like subtle about it because
that's a question,
it's a
though.
Decent penis. Yeah.
Like, would this thing, because it lacks imagination or creativity, try to mimic Tony Stark or Iron Man? If it's Iron Man, then you would mimic the suit, and the suit doesn't have a penis.
It does mimic the suit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the suit has a penis.
It does have a penis. Of course it does.
It's Tony Stark would do this. Yes,
so I think the answer would probably be Captain America or Beast. Captain Marvel as well, I guess, in this case.
I do not remember the penises of any of these men.
Well, I can tell by the picture that Marvel doesn't really have anything packing there.
Yes. We haven't seen him because he's in the Book of the Dead.
Oh, you can't have a dead penis.
No, that's very sad. But I like the I like the green outfit. Like, even the
mask. I see there's also some Hawkeye in there.
Yeah.
In the powers.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I like how the mask, I know it takes the power, or like looks like the other Avengers, etc. But like, it just looks cool in those colors.
Who's supposed to
you
be
like those colors?
I was like, yeah. I don't know
not
what
too
it
drab
is.
For you, no?
It's a little. It's a foresty.
It's. Mm. I think it's. Is it exciting? No, but it's mysterious.
Okay.
And I think it fits the character of like. How is he shape?
How is he
shape shifting?
Yeah.
Oh,
good job.
I'm on vacation next week. Thank Jesus. But like, I think it fits with like the mysterious of it.
I get that.
I wonder what's the scale for.
Well, here he's like using Giant Man's powers, so he's bigger than normal.
Yeah, but the chest piece, like it's like it looks like chainmail or either scales.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Captain America's chainmail shirt.
Does he? Doesn't look like he has like the little.
But he's bigger.
It's just bigger.
He's bigger. I like the
not
details.
Convinced.
I like the details of it. Like, I think it could have looked a lot more boring than what they ended up with, and I appreciate that.
Do we think I like the scales?
Yeah. This version sucks.
Do we? Yeah, the mask is like weird and fun.
It looks like a. Yeah. Honestly, if I were to just see this image, I think I would assume that he's like a tree god or something.
Or like totally from the marsh.
It kind of appears
yes, maybe
bug-like
he's a marsh
to me.
Man.
Yeah, it appears bug-like to me, and that's because of the like. Is it supposed to be shields on his back? Because it looks a little bit like wings.
It's the wings on Yellow Jacket.
Oh,
So Hank Pym is in there several times.
Okay.
He's Ant-Man, Giant-Man, Goliath, and Yellow Jacket.
Okay.
So these are like Yellow Jacket wings. Maybe the Wasp's wings.
Mm.
So
she would have been in the team.
Do we see him often in the comic book? That's very... Like, I feel that's a... Like, I've seen others... that are less interesting more often in comic books and stuff. But, like, I find he's interesting.
Is it, like, an overpowered thing, or...?
I mean, he's very much... Like, he can do other things, but, you know, he's basically built to fight the Avengers. So how many times does he have to fight the Avengers? The Avengers have a lot of other villains, you know, so... Mm-hmm. Villains don't appear as often as heroes.
You should steal the powers of different villains.
Yes.
Oh,
that would be smart, but he would never think about that himself.
Write that!
Marvel,
I dare you!
How do they take him down?
In the same way the Justice League takes down Amazo. It's
the
like
power
eventually,
of friendship.
Eventually, the teamwork... And using, you know, all your abilities against him who has little imagination.
Right.
Yeah.
You find new tricks.
Be a creative spirit.
Right. These heroes normally are.
You bring another person that he's never met before.
No, but then he copies them.
Yeah, immediately.
It's immediate.
But if he's already has too many
stores. It's happened. I think he tried to mimic a guy called Mimic, who also steals powers. And that was like too many powers at once. Yeah. And he blew a fuse.
I love the thought that he has multiple folders and he goes like in his little brain and he's like, oh, where's folder number 13? He's like, oh no, they've all been erased. Because it's just too many, and it stays for 3 years?
It can.
Can he delete them?
I don't know. I imagine.
Does he get a notice before it's expired?
He keeps getting notification emails like 1 year in advance, 6 months in advance, 3 months in advance, one month in advance.
You're about to lose every day for
10 days.
You're about to lose Iron Man repulsors.
And every day it's like, would you like to renew your services? Click here.
Go find them.
Oh no, it's click here in its little GPS.
Super Adaptoid. Hot or not?
Okay, like this. No. Well, the silver version, no.
No.
really not.
But the real version,
yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm into it. Cool.
And I feel he should campaign to have a rebrand of the name.
Yeah, the name sucks.
Yeah. Yes. I think he deserves better.
And he should become a tree god. Yeah. That's a to-do list. Okay?
Find a tree god.
Or even like hero. Manting. Or even like a bayou.
Well, the man thing, there's a man thing.
They should be friends.
He kind of has that face.
And make sure to shop for a good dick.
Shop around, see which best, you know, what the best one is. And let us know in the comments.
Do you think he would go for a dick or for a vagina?
Dick. Well, he presents as male.
Very male. But hey.
Doesn't have to.
But he could shift in a female body, right?
You could copy a female. Exactly. Like, if he copies only one person, he can become that person.
But he won't, because he's sexist.
So, good dick and amazing tits.
Oh, yeah. That's a great perfect combo.
Yes. There you go.
Although, I did just remember the thing that he could take the memories, and that's fucking scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't like that.
Mm. But he also is not interesting, so he won't use it. Like, that won't really be interesting. Like, he won't use them in a cool way.
That's true.
He'll just know shit about you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, hot. Copycat trying to cut my manner. Watch your back when you can't watch mine. Copycat trying to cut my glimmer. Why so sad when you can't have mine?
The Super Skrull.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
He's a shape-shifting Skrull soldier. A man who was experimented on and given the powers of the Fantastic Four, the better to conquer Earth. His powers are usually fueled by cosmic ray projectors beamed from the Skrull homeworld. So if you block that, he becomes easier to beat. But he's a fierce, ruthless warrior. He believes himself the best of the best in the known universe and remains loyal to the Skrull Empire, even when it turned against him. He's pictured using the FF's powers in different combinations, but also fighting Sasquatch. Okay, yeah. So he's stretchy and on fire on page one. And invisible and making a fire bow on page two, shapeshifting the thing's rocky arms and slamming Sasquatch in the face with an invisible force field.
Why does he look so small?
He does look very short. Is he short?
No, I guess he's wide.
No, he's six.
You can be both.
It's bad proportions.
Yeah,
I think.
He's 6 feet.
No, he's just wide.
And 625 pounds.
There's something about the body distribution that reads short.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, it just looks normal to me.
And he's so wide.
Yeah.
Those shoulder pointy things, that's a commitment.
I can't stop laughing at the picture when he's on fire.
He really just looks mad.
Yeah, he does not look cool. I'll say that. Like, I don't think he looks cool in any of these.
He looks like a nerd.
Says
the person on a comics podcast.
I wasn't here for the Skrull, per se, I think. I don't remember for that episode, but isn't it, like, just the same costume? Well,
it's the same. It's a uniform. Yeah, I think it's a little more flair.
With the pointy thing?
Yes, I think that's more flary than a normal Skrull. Okay.
Pointy pizzazz.
And, of course, he has all the shape-shifting powers that a Skrull would have. Mm. But also all of the Fantastic Force powers.
Okay, so it's not like limited to those powers. He's got the original package and also a subscription.
Fantastic Four powers.
Yeah,
DLC.
Why was he chosen to be the special one?
He's the best of the best.
Is he?
How? Like, in school?
That's what he says.
Okay, self-proclaimed?
Well, like, I don't know if he's self-proclaimed, but he was chosen to be... It's like Captain America.
No, he was created. Chosen to be
Super Soldier. Mm.
Yes, because he had a heart of gold. This one doesn't look like he has a heart of gold.
I like the ears, though.
No. There's too much pointy. The eyes, the widow's peak, the shoulder. It's just too much.
They're a pointy race.
He's sharp.
I'll say that.
Oh, no.
Too sharp.
The monarch invested a substantial portion of the royal treasury toward the development of a superhumanoid Skrull warrior.
That's it?
That's a waste of money.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he successful?
I mean, you go up against the Fantastic Four, you're going to lose. it's the Fantastic Four.
Is that why he's just, like, taking it out on Sasquatch?
Yeah, maybe Alpha Flight is easier.
Poor guy.
I mean, okay, fine. I guess his home planet or city was destroyed. That gives him a bit of a tragic backstory, kinda.
I just processed that his arms are the thing.
Yeah.
Is there a reason particularly that he hates the Fantastic Four? Or is it just, like, we're in this universe?
The Fantastic Four were the first heroes to defeat a Skrull invasion.
Oh.
So then the Skrull said, okay, but next time we've got to send...
Someone ready for them.
Someone better.
Oh. I will say...
They built a better soldier.
I think I said that before with the other entry, but I don't love the chin thing.
No.
And
you don't like it? It's kind of like a beard.
No. It doesn't...
It's like a little chin beard.
I hate imagining how that would feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this in the movies... They do look like this, and I don't like it there either.
Yeah, Thanos also has that.
Yeah, this is very Thanos chin. I don't know, it doesn't work for me.
I like that the pizzazz, the pointy pizzazz still point towards his crotch.
You happen to have an arrow.
I don't love it. It feels like...
Oh, I love how silly it is. It's not like, I want this. No, definitely not.
It reminds me of, like, the Bane suits that, like, it's just physics and I don't even know how to describe
super
it.
Super Adaptoid ugly. Hot Super Skrull not.
Oh, I mean, are you really surprised about Super Skrull?
Bizarro world.
It would be so annoying.
I'm not surprised at you.
He was acting as a fan.
I will say, it would be super annoying to be seated next to this guy on an airplane. You don't want to be.
On the bus, in conferences, at restaurants, any doorway. Even like walking down the streets, he just turns around and pokes someone's eye out. Like, he's a menace to the society.
In many ways.
How does the we cut off the energy from your home planet thing is working? Like, what do you mean by cutting it off? Is it like someone walks by and then, it's like batteries off?
Let's drag the Super Skrull underground.
Yeah, it's like you just put your hand in front of it.
Invisible Woman shoots a big force field in orbit, stops the beam. Let's teleport to the Skrull home world and deactivate their machine.
Mm.
Whatever, it's superheroes.
Whatever you need to do.
I do like the, like, pink and black and green. I do like that.
Color combo's good. I agree with you.
But the color combo doesn't save anything.
I don't know. I like the idea.
Okay, what if he had hair?
No.
I don't like the cap thing. I feel like...
Skrulls don't normally have hair. Although I read a comic this week where a Skrull had hair.
That's awesome.
And was it a wig?
It made the chin look more like a beard.
Was it a wig? What color was it?
It doesn't have to be a wig. They're shapeshifters.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I wish he had, like, chin-length flowy curls.
Yeah, what
to be fair, you want that for every character.
What type of hair was it? What length? What texture?
It doesn't matter, because he wasn't the Super Skrull.
Was it a bowl cut?
No, it was not.
Was it a mullet?
No, it was fine.
Because the problem is, like, and this is my problem, okay? This is not the comic's fault.
It is.
That hairline situation.
That's a skull cap. It's not hair.
It's a cap, I know. But that line just reads Dracula to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I can't
with the ears as well, yeah.
He's a green Dracula.
He's a green Dracula in a weird outfit.
All right, well, let's put him out of his misery. Super Skrull hot or not.
I can't help, like, imagining, you know this solar-powered fucking, like, calculator, when you put your finger in front of it, it stops working.
Uh-huh.
This is what I imagine, like, the beam thing happening, and this is so fucking silly. Not.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with not.
The problem is, Super Skrull came right after a different shapeshifter.
Yes.
And that's to his detriment.
Yes.
Yes, it's very unfortunate.
If it was reversed, maybe I'd be a little nicer to him.
No.
But I prefer the other guy. So there's a bit too similar in the suits. Just fine.
He's attacking Sasquatch. Fucking jerk.
You were being polite.
He is a jerk.
You were being polite. He's a fail all around forevermore.
Yeah.
No.
Become a tree god. Jesus.
Yeah. Find a new hobby.
All right.
Get some shields and wings.
We'll have to look at a tree god, I guess.
Next, a tree god.
On the Skrull home world in a secret laboratory, they modified a chromosome, and so begins the story of a Skrull whose nearly impossible chore is to battle and defeat the Fantastic Four. He's Super Skrull, incredible. He's as geeky as EGN, that's noble. Though to us he seems preposterous, it's really not for us to just pass a rash judgment on the Super Skrull.
It's close. Okay, hot.
The Supreme Intelligence. This is the powerful AI that has ruled the Kree Empire for a million years. It's an organic computer that incorporates the brains of the alien race's greatest statesmen and philosophers, preserved cryogenically. No clue as to why, given the Kree are a human-looking race, some white-skinned, some blue-skinned. The image on the giant computer screen looks like this. Like a tree god. There's a special chamber where you can talk to it, but of course, it sees all and hears all across the empire. The Kree have the technology to give the intelligence psionic powers, including mind probes, hallucinations, mind control, telepathy, even teleportation. It can act in the world by transferring its mind into android bodies. Now, every 5 years, the population nominates someone to become part of the machine. And when they die, they are added to the collective intelligence, so its personality tends to shift. But it guards a great secret, that after all this time, the Kree are at their evolutionary limit and doomed to extinction. So the intelligence is trying to push interbreeding with other races, which is how we get characters like Captain Marvel.
Hmm. Okay.
It's in the movie. It's in the Captain Marvel movie, but it's kind of just a voice and effects.
Yeah, there's like a light effect.
Right.
We never see it properly.
But it's a well-known voice.
It looks like a forest god mated with Jabba the Hutt.
This is not so much tree god and more tree blob.
to me, it looks like someone was described what Slimer looks like, and they had to draw from the memory. Description.
Yeah.
Annette Bening was the voice.
Yes, so. Me, it reminds me specifically of the. It wasn't seaweed because it was a pond, but the pond gunk I used to have as a kid because we had a pond in the yard, and I would scoop it up. It looks exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Gross.
This guy suffers because I just don't like AI.
It's also made of real brains.
Now with real brains.
That's it.
I'll give him credit that it's not just an AI.
So I don't know if it's really an AI
it's a person
so much
thing.
As,
it's a human collective.
Right.
I don't love that either.
They don't kill the people. It's when you die.
You get voted in, but then they wait till you die.
That's nice.
And you die whenever you die.
But I don't want my brain to be used for bad.
Well, don't get nominated. Oh. And it's not for bad. It's
not necessarily.
It's to run the empire, and the Kree are very warlike.
It sounds suspicious.
I mean, the Kree are warlike.
It sounds like a cult.
Are you nominated, like, based on something?
The greatest philosophers and thinkers and...
Well, we're all good.
What else did I say?
We wouldn't be chosen.
Yes, we would.
No.
Every single one of us. No, we're too creative. Not enough intellectual.
And it's voted by the people of the Empire.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not likable. They would not vote for me.
You're not likable.
I don't know if you have to put in for it. Or it's just like...
Do you nominate yourself?
It's a job interview.
Do you think they would vote someone just because they're tired of having them around?
They still have to wait till they die.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's philosophers and statesmen.
Oh, it's when they die.
So it's leaders, it's people they know.
So do you nominate yourself if you're a big ego? Or like people are like, oh wow, look at this one. He must be nominated. He's been doing such philosophy.
Such philosophy.
Do you think the people who got nominated but didn't get chosen are like, it's just an honor to be nominated?
To be
considered among all these great people. Fucking Oscar.
I mean, this is already more than we know about.
Being nominated.
Oh, yeah. Can you keep being nominated until you die? At one
point, it's going to be...
I already feel like I said more about this fake empire. We know a lot about this. Well, from the entry, of course. But it's more than I thought we would know about the political system of an alien empire.
Yeah. I don't like the name. Yeah, well, it makes me feel icky.
Well, it's also, they are also called the Supremor. Supreme Organism. Supremor.
But the title, I don't like that either.
The title, I feel they had like 10 words and they were like, all right, let's just put two together. How about these two? No, how about, this could work. And they just chose one at the end and were like, good enough, let's go out for lunch.
I wish it was just like, best smart.
Smarty pants. Top smart.
Top smart.
I love that one. That sounds like a clothing store.
Oh, yes.
He sells clothes online.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Online realtor.
Vintage. So, did you say that he can take over androids?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some android bodies that he could like walk around.
Up to three at a time.
Okay.
If he needed to.
Well, can he take over? can he like take over
adaptors?
Like real big characters and stuff that are androids?
You mean like the super adaptor?
I didn't say real big, meaning super adaptor.
But you mean? Yes. Who did you mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just anybody?
There must be like a androids. Sentinel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. He's got his own. So I don't know if they're just compatible technology or what.
What do they do?
He's essentially like a network of cameras, but maybe you want to act in the world.
It's a little bit like a hive mind. He's the Kree surveillance.
Yeah, no, he is.
Isn't it a bit like a hive mind, though, in the sense that he can like connect to all of the Krees and direct them?
He doesn't connect to the people.
Oh, okay. I thought he could do that.
I guess he's got tech-enhanced telepathy and that kind of stuff, but it's not... I wouldn't say it's the same.
Do all of the people in his brain, like... become one?
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't have, like, conversations where they discuss a problem.
I don't think so.
As a group.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I like that we say he, but...
I mean...
They.
It looks like Ursula.
You know, it kind of reads like those, like, things where you put some like putty in a thing and you press down and it's sort of like
the Play-Doh hair barber thing.
Yes.
Is the Supreme Intelligence hot or not?
No.
Oh, gross. No.
No, and it's just kind of bumming me out because I feel like we're just a few years away from the president being this.
Oh. Good thing we don't have a president.
No, I'm not talking about us. The design is interesting. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Does he have to look like that or can he change?
That's what he looks like.
It's just a blob of brains. It's unfortunate.
I kind
of
wish he was more triangular.
And less organic like, looking.
Cut the hair. Get triangled.
Less lumps.
I mean,
and also,
there's a story out there that hasn't been told about maybe some sort of Kree myth. Like, he's run the thing for a million years. So, like, a million years ago when they decided on this, maybe it meant something. Culturally.
I know, but he can have a makeover.
We just don't know.
Well, sorry to the Kree people. We've just made fun of your supreme intelligence dude in charge of your culture.
This is our official apology.
You struggle with your emotions.
Searchor.
A shape-shifting android.
No, he's an enormous demonic fire giant from myth.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And so, of course, exists in Thor's world.
Mm.
The fire giants are from Muspelheim, one of the nine worlds, and Surtur rules there, holding a grudge against Asgard and intent on destroying it. In fact, he's fated to make the nine worlds burn during Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
And he does appear in the Marvel movie of that name. He stands over 1,000 feet and holds a fiery sword, the Sword of Doom. In fact, he's made of living flame, and it's not known if he can ever be destroyed. He's pictured deflecting Thor's lightning with his sword, a shot of an earlier look for him, fighting Odin and his two brothers, who had merged into a single giant warrior, and breaking the Rainbow Bridge.
Ah, the Rainbow Bridge, how delight.
This guy's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Why isn't Emily here? Like, she would love this. Quick.
I promised her there were no entries that she would really love. There's going to be two. I think.
We're taking a pause and we're heading to the hospital.
Oh, man. The first appearance is boo. Like, very boo. Like, boo. But everything else is like, oh, yeah, the improvement... Excellent.
This whole thing is very Hellboy to me as well, which I'm into.
And I love the fire sword.
The fire sword. Yes. So cool. Awesome.
That reminds me of...
I guess it flames up because sometimes it looks like a normal sword.
Yeah.
Has he ever said flame on?
There's a copyright on that.
That's sad. Oh, I just processed the tail.
Yeah.
The tail.
Cool as hell.
Like, his face... is incomprehensible in the best way possible.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so square but jagged.
Like there's more questions than answers, and I don't care.
No.
Like that outfit looks ripped but and also, burnt.
But also here it just appears like it's flames.
Oh.
Maybe it's like everywhere else is just flames or nothing.
It gets too hot sometimes.
No, hot? You know, when you get too angry, like
burns the clothes away. I can get behind that.
My fiance has him on his arm tattooed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He has the whole Ragnarok on his arm. Like his sleeve is all the same.
What does he look like compared to this?
It's just like a big image of his face.
Like this one?
Like basically, it's not based on the Marvel characters, like more on the Norse mythology, but I think it's basically just a zoom in on his face and like there's fire all around it. It's pretty cool.
I've never looked, and I realize it right now, I don't think I've seen that.
Very few colors in it, except for like the lightning strike that has blue. This guy has some red, and the rainbow bridge is full, like has the rainbow effect in it.
Very cool.
Well, Jesus, he should show that off more.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. No idea.
I'm realizing I only see him with long sleeves.
Yes. he loves a good sweater.
I was about to say, every time I see him, he has a sweater or a button up. So I'm like, the sleeves are always
there. I've never seen it.
Well, yeah, and Ragnarok is such a fun movie. And everything regarding, I will not even try to pronounce his name, revolving around that character in the movie is fun.
And we love a bad boy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like burn us down and destroy the world? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Burn me down.
It's getting hot in here.
He's so awesome that I actually have completely forgotten the powers.
I think just being red.
Being
a flame.
Yeah, look at
he's
this.
He's 1,000 feet tall. He's got a fire sword. He's made of flame.
What more do you need?
This is like someone describing someone for like, no, come on, just go for one coffee. He's 1,000 feet tall. He's made of flames. Come on, he's a nice guy.
He has a flame sword.
Give him a chance.
Searcher.
He's good with his money.
Oh.
Hot or not?
Oh, hot for sure.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
Okay, like there's a full separate hot just for the sword.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The sword is awesome.
And a separate hot for the outfit or lack of at times.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot. I love it.
Now, he must have a big dick.
Yes. Holy shit. He has to. He's 1,000 feet tall.
No, but like proportion.
Imagine if he had like an average man's penis, but he's 1,000 feet.
It's just like. Proportionally?
Yes, it would be crazy.
No, unacceptable.
No,
this kind of creature, huge dog.
And he's not a grower.
He's a shower at all times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's on fire.
Hot, 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 hot.
How did you say his name, though? Surtur. Surtur?
Well,
okay.
I've listened to videos that tell me Icelandic is like Surtur. Others are like more like Surtur. Surtur.
Because is a really tough sound for Francophones.
I mean, it's a Norse name. It's a Viking name.
So his nickname is Sir Mr. Flame.
Sir Mr. Flame.
Yes. That's my nickname to him.
King of the Fire Giants.
King of my heart.
Talisman, but really Shaman. So Talisman is a member of Alpha Flight, that is better known as Shaman. So we might need to flip some pages to understand the story, okay? So Michael, two young men, is a native Canadian from Alberta, whose grandfather, a shaman, insisted he learn the ancient secrets. But Michael, on track to become a medical doctor, didn't believe in magic and refused. In the following months, his wife died from a fatal disease. And his grandfather, the shaman, died on that same day. Tormented by grief and the guilt of not finding a cure for her, Michael finally accepted and was guided by his grandfather's spirit. His powers were tied to a medicine pouch from which he could pull spells from an infinite dimension. Anyone else just gets their hands trapped in the pouch. Anyone else looking into it just goes mad. So you need to learn the secrets. He could also levitate in a sitting position. So he's recruited into Alpha Flight. Meanwhile, his daughter Elizabeth grew up without a mother and estranged from her father. He'd left her with friends to follow his mystical path. At university, she studies archaeology, and after finding a strange skull, she's told by a spirit that, as a direct descendant of 40 generations of shaman, she has great potential for magic. So she contacts her father, who she hadn't spoken to in 15 years. He lets her reach into the medicine pouch, and she pulls the circlet of enchantment and uses it to become the superhero known as Talisman. So at this point, it's Shaman, and she's Talisman. She's on page 2, the female superhero pictured there. All those images on the second page are devoted to her. We see her casting spells and fighting Sasquatch. As Talisman, she had almost unlimited magical power and became increasingly inhuman until she turned villainous. The circlet could not be removed. Despondent, Shaman lost his faith and his powers and went off into the wilderness to retrain with his grandfather's spirit. When he came back, it was in this black costume that we see in the main picture. He takes on the name Talisman in honor of his daughter. And he's now more of a general magic user. No pouch. But his headband can turn into an eagle familiar. Alpha Flight would eventually free Elizabeth from the curse, and she would return to normal and unpowered. Even forgive her father, but her personality, for the most part, has been tied to her resentment of him and her abandonment issues. Shaman himself is a mentor to Alpha Flight, something he ironically wasn't for his daughter. Pictured in his original and new costume, he's fighting a mossy great beast, summoning spirits with the spirit staff, levitating as he speaks to those spirits, and shooting a spell out of his medicine pouch. It's a long story. It's two characters. It's two separate hots and nots.
Wow.
This is intense. This is deep. But it's so cool.
Yeah.
This black outfit, I really like.
It's so nice.
It's really cool.
It's really good.
I like that it's black and white. I like the design.
Like, everything about it is cool. The boots work. The patterns are really pretty. Like, it's a really pretty outfit. But it's also badass at the same time.
And I feel like it's not offensive either.
Yes.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we're not the correct people, but it doesn't...
But it's not...
It's not, it's not, like, ridiculous to the point where it's like,
the cliche.
You don't it's cliche and you don't really understand.
Like, even the original one wasn't like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a guy, not like a caricature for the most part.
Mm-hmm. I need that medicine bag. Holy shit.
It would make you go mad.
Yeah.
If I'm chosen.
Fun fact.
So in this universe, they're also being chosen. So it's fine.
Fun fact, I made myself a medicine pouch 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yes. Now you're mad.
No.
What is this cultural appropriation?
No, it was a Truth and Reconciliation Day led by natives from the region. And we had a workshop. We could have like a healing circle or a medicine pouch. And we created our own medicine pouch. And it's made out of real moose leather. I sew it myself during the process. It's tiny, but it's...
What do you put in there?
You can put, like, anything that has a meaning for you.
Okay.
But the person that
like
gave...
spells.
Yeah, like spells.
Like spells, like, apparently.
Like, normally it's things that will help you in general, just, like, heal from grieving, stuff like that. Like, so you could have, like, a memento of someone that you lost or stuff like that, or just, like, general items that would make you like feel seen and feel happy. So one of the things, like, because she didn't know that we would have anything with us, like, she had her daughter go get us rocks on the beach in El Cipactuc,
And she brought back those rocks and gave all of us one. And she said that her daughter, like, sent, like, good vibes to those rocks for us to put into. Like, cool. It was really cool. Like, a really, it was a long process. Like, it took us all afternoon to create and all. But I have it in home, and I'm intending to put some stuff in it in the future.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
I'm glad you didn't go mad.
No, because it's mine. It's not his.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. That's the key.
But does it have that power that if someone reaches in, it's like a Chinese little trap?
I mean, technically I could, because like I have control on if it's open or not. Well, because
yeah. You just like gonna sneak up and just pull the card.
You want to look?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also very tiny, like it fits in my palm. Like,
yes. So like what happens if someone puts his hands in the bag and then
it's like a Chinese finger trap. Your hand's stuck.
And you're just stuck.
The more you pull, the more it's
have you tiny. Lost your hand?
It's like the Dune box.
I mean, you've lost usage of your hand, yeah.
Mm. Like, generally forever?
No, Shaman will take it off.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just like a good rule.
Don't put your hand
in other people's pouches.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch other people's stuff.
I've always said that.
I'm always saying it. I will say that it is a crime that we're not seeing the familiar.
Right? Yeah, that's unfortunate. That would have been cool.
But the spirits, love them.
Oh, they're cool.
This is a forest god, guys.
Yes. Forest god.
We got there. Yay. We fucking got there.
The
one in the middle is the tree gods, and the others are also forest
gods.
Moose
god.
Look, moose are definitely gods.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a crow?
Yeah it looks
raven
like a
raven or...
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love these guys. They should have like a Timon and Pumbaa moment.
I just want to have them like float around and sing. I don't know why sing, but right? It's important that they sing.
Yeah.
And I like the old outfit too.
Yeah.
Like it's obviously like simpler and stuff, but it's cool. The colors are interesting.
It's kind of the cut that Alpha Flight had.
I was gonna
that
say,
similar cut.
That's Alpha Flight like uniform.
Yeah, I think
it's, type.
It
yeah.
works.
It's all right,
but I prefer the cool outfit.
Yeah. What do you think of Talisman? The original Talisman.
She's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, she's amazing. Really hot.
This outfit is awesome. I love the little wings on the shoes.
She has legs for days.
100 years. Yes,
and she has absolutely no hips.
none whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. But it's cool because like the cutouts are super like daring and like whoa, cool.
But like she still has long sleeves. Like it's still.
I don't know why. Like it doesn't look reversed. No, like no. It's really a tasty.
I think it's in part because she just looks so powerful. So it feels like she's fully in control.
Like this was a choice.
Yes, exactly. She was not placed into this. She's like, this is how I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And powerful.
So what brought the power to her? Is it like the headband?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's amazing. Looks good.
Why is everyone against Sasquatch? What's happening?
Yeah.
That poor guy.
That may not be Sasquatch per se. It may be the great beast that looks like Sasquatch.
You said Sasquatch.
It's one of the great beasts. That just so happens that the guy who turns into Sasquatch is turning into the same shape as the great beast. Was it like a...
And it was complicated. Remember there was white one, there was the orange one.
There's a white one, yeah.
I don't remember what I wore yesterday. I don't remember
There's
anything.
Some real weird running themes through all these entries.
Yeah, this is not shape-shifting. It's just different people Sasquatch. With the same name.
Yeah. They both are beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
They're
everything
They're so
about
even, attractive, both
like
of
I
them.
Like, I love her bone structure. And, like, her hair looks absolute
and gorgeous. Shaman is still a medical doctor as well. You know, so so he's got he's also the team's medic.
Okay, but did they have to come from Alberta?
Yeah. Honestly, I thought he was from Ontario because his practice is there.
Okay, Calgary, you know what,
but
Calgary.
Apparently it's Calgary.
Calgary.
Better than Edmonton?
Calgary's not the rest of Alberta.
Okay.
That's actually the slogan of the
Hello to our Albertan friends.
Sorry. But I had the same thought that, like, in my mind it was, like, Northern Ontario or Quebec that they would be from.
I know his practice was in Ontario. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I thought he was...
He did the right thing and moved away.
I was going to say, the Canadian experience of moving somewhere else.
He must have been closer to Ottawa because that's where Alpha Flight was based.
Mm. Oh, that's funny.
Shaman, talisman, hot or not? So, well, I mean, both. It sounds like they're both hot.
No, they were.
They're hot.
You said Ottawa, but it says here that his headquarters was in British Columbia.
Later it was. The black and white outfit, they were on Victoria Island.
Oh.
Or around, or maybe an island off of it.
Tamarind
Island.
Tamarind Island.
They could go daily to orca viewing sites.
That's awesome.
Boy,
that was a sound.
I mean, I don't think British Columbia is a good headquarters for Alpha Flight because
it's
necessarily far from everything else.
It's too far.
Canada's big.
They should go just outside of Winnipeg at the Centre Park, which is the center of Canada.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's neat.
Or in New Brunswick. That's
also far from everything.
They don't even have a newbie member.
No. Honestly, it might be for the best, because I don't think it would have been flattering.
Yeah, we're poking fun at Alberta like we're not the worst province.
I mean,
our member was Marina, right?
Yes. If anything, I think we would have a villain from New Brunswick.
I think there is one.
No, really?
Awesome.
They would be
I think
for
Evil
oil.
Ernest may be tagged as being born in New Brunswick.
Evil Ernest?
Yeah.
Evil Ernest.
Yeah.
That's really close to
I think that's his name. And when he touches you, you die. So it's a...
Oh.
He kind of looks like a lumberjack.
See, of course.
Yeah. You know what?
He did not get an
There's
entry.
There's two options. You're a lumberjack or a fisherman. It has to be one.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, this is cool.
Yes.
Both of them absolutely hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
They're hot. They got cool powers. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch watch.
Yeah.
There's an Australian hero of the same name. There are three talisman? What the fuck?
Talisman is
Mike,
like
you need to
word,
tell
man.
Us everything.
You know, it's it says
you need
here.
To tell us
no.
everything. This podcast takes 3 years for each person.
It literally says here, note, the Canadian hero's name, heroes. Name talisman should not be confused with the Australian hero of the same name.
We're all in the Commonwealth.
My medicine bundle. I've never shown it to anyone before.
Will it help me find my animal guide?
Okay, so with this episode, we start on issue 13 of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, cover dated December 1986. The cover is by Keith Pollard. The rest of the team is the same. In the supplementary material, Mark Gruenwald goes through another round of data corrections covering mistakes from issue 3 through 10. He also takes time to explain some of the jobs on this project, like typesetter and art enhancer. The latter is interesting. Someone, James Fry in this instance, is tasked with finishing the art that's missing once you remove word balloons from the inset art. Word balloons, it might also be like other characters that are in the way. Very interesting. Somebody with liquid paper. All of that doesn't leave much room for the Other Dimensions appendix, so they only get a handful in from Runestaff Dimension to the Shadow Realm. And none of these register with me. Art credits: Super Adaptoid by Mike Zeck, Super Skrull by John Byrne, Supreme Intelligence by Ron Wilson, Surtur by Walt Simonson, Talisman by Mike Mignola. Female bag. We're looking at both episode 107 and 108, Submariner, Subterraneans, Sunder, Sunfire, Sunspot, and the fashion special as it relates to Marvel characters.
That was a tongue twister.
Let's start with Submariner. Gene Hendricks says, this is a character who I've always read as an antagonist in someone else's book, or as a member of the Avengers. So I'm used to him being the hot-tempered, headstrong one. I don't know how he works as a protagonist, but I hear good things about his book done by John Byrne, which is like this era because of the art, I guess, especially where the air-water imbalance is brought up as the reason for his moodiness.
Hmm.
Baron Byte says he really grew for me in his 1970s solo title. He stops being a jerk and begins to fight as an eco-terrorist against global warming. That was in the 70s, folks. Kevin from New Orleans says both Namor and Thor are super arrogant, but I don't mind it on Namor for some odd reason. And can anyone tell me why, in the book Marvels, he is naked when he goes to the surface world for the first time?
Did he not have clothes underwater?
Did he may not, I mean, did he need...
You gotta show something. Aren't we all naked when we go to the surface world for the first time?
It's a common experience.
Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, another great episode, although I expected more enthusiasm for Namor. As for his fighting for the Allies in World War II, I think... if he'd fought for the Nazis, he'd have been an outright villain and not an anti-hero. There was a backup story in one of the 90s annuals that showed Namor finding a mass grave at a concentration camp and going nuts, slaughtering Nazis left and right. So yeah, he definitely wasn't down with their philosophy.
That's good.
On the Subterraneans, Gene Hendricks imagines the original conversation. Hey, Jack, we need some weird-looking minions. No problem, Stan. And Chris Franklin thinks the Tyranoids look very Easter Island. While Brett Young says they look like court artist renditions of the Moloids. Sunder, Gene Hendricks says, I honestly didn't know this guy even had a name until just now. Mm-hmm. He's always in the background as a Morlock enforcer.
It's terrible how small the text
is. Yeah, they didn't know anything about him. Sunfire is next. Again, Gene Hendricks. He says, is Shiro the most underused but still popular of the X-Men? I don't remember him being in very many comics, but his appearance on Amazing Friends made him super recognizable to my generation. Which is also my generation, I agree. He was on the Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends. Everybody who appeared on there, just like, how did you first know this character? Probably Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sunspot, finally. Chris Franklin says he featured heavily in the recent X-Men 97 cartoon. As a result, a new action figure of him in this look was just revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. So good timing.
Wow.
Yes, I'm sure it's thanks to us. As for the fashion special, Brett Young says no matter what outfit, Storm kills it. But as the network's resident mixologist, he adds, I was interested that you use tonic water instead of seltzer or club soda in your mojito. I'd never heard that before. Probably add a little bite to the sweetness of the simple syrup.
Canadian thing.
Is it a Canadian thing?
I don't know. Did we do that? Because I thought it was club soda.
Did we say tonic water and it's the same thing in our minds?
Honestly, I don't really know the difference.
It could be because of me, because I have like a lot of allergies. So
did you switch out?
I didn't like actively, I even like checked the ingredients. I think it was club soda. No?
I thought so.
Maybe we said tonic
Maybe
water.
Maybe we misspoke.
It's possible. Said that. I'm sorry for the confusion.
We let Amélie do the recipe.
And she's not here to defend us.
And she's not here to defend herself. So, and she also, she made mistakes.
I was going to say. She had mommy brain, so God knows what happened in the kitchen.
Although I'm sure it would work.
Ange is a big fan of Silver Sable in all her looks. And Laser Dwarf was disappointed. I didn't use Rain Fire as one of Sunspot's looks, though he admits Marvel may have retconned this very 90s character as not Sunspot after all. And he's correct. Oh. He's a clone made from Sunspot's cells.
Oh.
And frankly, I didn't even know he existed. So I didn't catch him. I just didn't know about him.
That's a bit too complicated for us.
Simon Pierre Desmarais says, I've been out of comics for a while and I didn't know there was so much Spider-Man now.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You can blame the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Comics and then movies. There's like, there's a ton. And of course, a bunch of listeners congratulated Shotgun on her engagement.
Yay!
Between that and the new baby, Chris Franklin calls the show a mature audience soap opera. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list and get the girls to tell a little story about you.
Oh no, I forgot about that. I need to reopen everything.
Mike Dynas and Zane Kroll are asked to dress the Super Adaptoid for Fashion Week.
To dress him? Okay, so is he the blank slate or is he in green?
I think he's the blank slate.
He's got to be dressed.
Okay, he can change into anything.
You gotta go more tree god.
Yes.
But fashion tree.
They actually go on a quest to find a tree god so that Super Adaptoid can be in the vicinity and then floosh. Yeah. Become actually very hot. Not and just hot.
During the runway, he changed the seasons.
Oh! Oh, that's so good.
Fantastic. Yes. And that's all thanks to you guys.
Wonderful. That's such a good idea.
And you win a Nobel, like, a Nobel Prize.
The entire world just like, no, we've all seen this now.
Nobel Peace Prize. I guess we're prize. All peace. Yeah.
I believe in that.
Dr. Ange fights the Super Skrull alone.
Oh. Easily.
Yeah, easy as hell. No problem.
Yeah.
Eric and Chris Pine play Jeopardy against the Great Intelligence.
Okay, I bet they don't know human shit.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're absolutely
so
right.
So just ask questions about baseball.
Yeah, like be all right. Break out like niche Beatles trivia.
All right, Eric and Chris, you got to tell us if you'd be good at those in those categories.
But can it read? Like cause you said, it looks everywhere and it can see.
Well, that would be cheating.
But yeah. Exactly, that's why like. It's not fair.
Well, he's like, if you're playing Jeopardy, you don't cheat.
You can't look it up on your brain phone.
The ghost of Alex Trebek is going to catch you.
Yeah.
So that's how the Supreme Intelligence gets beaten.
Yeah.
By the ghost of Alex Trebek.
Gene Hendrix gets burned by Surtur.
Of course it's Gene.
Of course it's got
to
be Gene.
Yes, it has to be Gene.
Yeah.
He gets burned because he's like just too geeking out and asking so many like questions about everything. Like he's... having a great conversation, but he's not realizing that the heat is too much for him.
He's crashing. Yeah. You know what mine was? He asked to hold the sword.
That also. Yes. Imagine the length of its sword, though. Because it's God. Like, whoa, it's over 1,000. Like what? How is what long
Gene's
is that sword?
It's pretty tall. And let's put the Frenchies together. Monsieur Luc and Simon Pierre Desmarais go to Ontario to consult shaman.
And you see a Sasquatch.
Okay, well, yeah, Northern Ontario?
Obviously, they're having a party with the gods because Monsieur Luc will really want to talk with the raven.
The headband becomes the familiar. Eagle.
Yeah.
Monsieur Luc will be so happy.
He will love that eagle.
Simon, do you like birds? I hope you like birds because Monsieur Luc loves birds.
I do know.
If not, well, there's a moose and a god forest.
Tree
god.
And if not, there's Ontario.
For a Quebecer?
And they have fun.
All right. Well, that's all we have. That's it. I'm at the end of the...
They respect the boundaries and do not touch the healing pouch. Yes.
There you go.
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight! All together for Amélie.
We love you!
Did someone hear that snap? That was my hip.
Oh no! Nice!
I feel so young.